30th.
July 30th, that sounds about right. And yeah, at that meeting, we came up with about 7 or 8 changes.
Yep.
And if you want, I can sort of run through what those were.
If you would, give us a page and a, you know, so we can refer to it.
Yeah, the first, we'll just go.
Like officially call this order, even though there's not a quorum.
Well, it's a workshop at this point, right? Or is it a meeting?
Started the recording until just a minute ago because things are kind of free form and flowing. And if you want to consider this to be the start of whatever it is we're doing, I'll continue the recording. Otherwise, not. I mean, it's up to you.
Well, whatever you think, Paul, I don't care. It's
Well, the recording is running. No, it hasn't been called or whatever like that. I had started the recording because it sounded like we were starting to talk about the substance of why we're together tonight.
Well, you're in and out. I can't understand all of what you're saying. Where is it? Well, there he is.
I was just saying that I hadn't started the recording because the meeting hadn't been called to order. We didn't do a roll call. There was no pledge. There was none of that. But it seemed like we were transitioning into the discussion of what it is we're all together for tonight. So I started the recording. I wanted to let you know that the recording is running now.
Okay. Okay, but it's got to be a workshop because I don't have a quorum. So, okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, the first thing is on page 3.
Okay.
And that was the definition of campground. And we changed the number from 2 to 3. So the campground is 3 or more cabins, recreational camping vehicles, tents, etc.
Okay, question was raised why you guys had it at 2, then we discussed possibly increasing it, but you guys did all the hard work on this coming up with this recommended plan. Was there a reason why you went to 2? Any information on that?
I think it's been 2 for several years. If Paul Gage is on, maybe he could correct me on that, but I think it had been 2 for a long time. I think, I'm not sure.
Paul, are you there? Paul
Yes, I'm Gage? Here. Yes, it had been 2 for a long time, and we just decided that maybe it would be best to go to 3.
Did you decide that, or did this board decide that?
I believe it was your board that decided that, had that put in there.
Okay, do you see any problem with us going to 3?
No, it's fine with me. Like I said, it's...
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're being, you're going to be a little bit more lenient. You're going to allow people to have 2 campers on a lot and not be considered a campground. So it just makes it a little more lenient on people.
3. We're doing 3.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Okay, so the next thing, so we're skipping down quite a ways. So we're going to go to page 17.
Wait, can I back up? I apologize. What size is a lot? What is it? Is it, 100 feet by 100 feet? I have no idea. When this says any lot can, on which are located 3 or more cabins, you don't have to, it's referred to as a campground.
Yep, that's any lot, no matter what the size.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Yep. Okay, so the next thing, page 17 and 18. It's the section about accessory uses and structures.
Yep.
And we, coming out of that meeting in July, we added a number 6 to that, where we said that you can have 5 of these per each 1.5 acres of the lot.
What number are you on?
That it's section 602, number six.
Number six, okay. It should be a maximum of 5. So is that, it wasn't 5, was it? It was, we increased it?
I think we originally, the town originally had it at 5, but it was thought that that was too strict and you wanted to allow more if you had someone had a larger and larger and larger lot.
Okay.
So now it kind of goes up in 10, and you know, the bigger your lot, the more you can have, up to a point where we, in that last sentence in number six, we say you can have more, but no more, an absolute limit of 30% of the lot's size.
Is that okay? Because I know you guys had it a little bit different. Is that okay? Would that change? There might be a reason why you had limited it to what you had prior to. I guess I'm looking for that.
I think in the law right now, there's no limit, I believe.
Correct.
Yeah, there's no limit. So the town board wanted to put a little bit of a limit on that.
But did you have 5 before or was it less? There should be a maximum of, it says 5. Did we change that?
Yeah, they
yes.
Hear you better, though.
Yeah. Yes, in the current version, there's no limit. And that changed in July.
I thought there was 3 and we changed it to 5. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. Marianne? There was 3, it's what we had, and then the town board wanted to change it to 5.
Okay.
25 feet and above per 1.5 acres, any lot can only be 30%. Okay, because you had it at 3, is there any issue with, boy, I hope somebody next door to me doesn't put on 5 structures on a 1.5 acre lot. I'd be a little bit pissed. Excuse my language. But my question is, in my mind, I can't think of how big a 1.5 acre is. I don't think it's very big. Is 5 too many? Should it have stayed at 3 is my question. 1.5 acres, yes. Was there a reason for you guys leaving it at 3 versus us possibly considering changing it to 5?
We wanted it at 3, and the discussion was the night of the in July that 5 may be too many on 1.5 because of rain, because of runoff in impervious surfaces on a lot. So the discussion went on and I think it ended at 5, but like I said, one of the things we usually deal with is we set up a parameter and what happens is if we had it at 3 and somebody wanted to go to 5, they can go to the ZBA for approval. See, this is, Matt works with us a lot because what we're trying to do is set the town up for the best possibility so our town looks good. Then your pressure valve is the ZBA. So your zoning is an issue that it can be changed down the road. I'll shut up.
No, that's why I'm asking. You guys might know more about working on this plan for as long as you did. Should we even be looking at making it a 5 versus leaving it as a 3? I don't think we addressed it in that way when the other board members were here, and I didn't think about it, but 1.5 acres is not very big, and if you're going to put 5 structures on it, I don't think that has a very good appearance.
Yeah, but, there is a limit. There is a limit, though, where you can't have more than 30% of the lot size. So that does cap it somewhat.
Yeah, but if I had small structures, can I have, I could probably fit five on there, right? Or no?
The smaller the structure, the more of them you can put on there.
Yeah, maximum five, though. Right. Yeah. Max five.
Maximum five, yeah. Now, that was just a thing. Yeah, the planning board had three, and the town board just thought that was a little too strict, I guess.
Yeah, well, I know the reasoning that was discussed was for one specific planning board and what he wanted to do with his property, which is not setting well with me because we're supposed to be here for the whole town, not just for one person. So I'm trying to get clarification. Would there be, is there a reason why you guys left it at three prior to us meeting in July? Let's put it that way, I guess.
Yes, well, it's the percentage. Is Matt's controlling that with the percentage, and that's something that can be done also. Like I said, if we originally said three because it was brought up during our our planning period, and so like I said, if the 30%, if the board is happy with that, that's then we can move along.
We'll leave it at five. Okay.
But the other thing to it is the geological area of it. That weighs in on what I think. For water runoff and things. Suppose it's on a real steep slide hill facing somebody else's property. What do you do in that area?
It's probably going to slide down the hill. I don't know.
You know, I mean.
I don't know.
I don't want to put a thorn in anybody's side, but I'm just. That's something you have to look at.
What do you think, Matt and Paul?
Well, like I say, we originally said three, and we were happy with it. I don't want to get in an argument over it, but like I said, it's three outside structures on a lot to me. And there again, if you want to go the four, the Zoning Board of Appeal can look at it and see if it warrants it.
Right.
So would you...
If I can interject a little bit.
Who are you?
I think they went to... this is Jim.
I know, I'm teasing.
Codes officer. I don't know how many people are online. I can't tell. But I think one of the reasons they went to a higher number was, for example, if an owner has a 100-acre lot, and you're limiting them to three, it was really hard to limit, you know, you got 100 acres, why can't I have, you know, a higher number? So that's what I think they were thinking of when they rose it to a nice number of five, you know, and it's by weight, you know, by size of the lot, possibly.
Yeah, but it says per 1.5. It says per 1.5 acres, Jim. So in other words, if I've got 50 acres, I could have five on each acre, each 1.5 acre, correct?
Yes, up to a point where you can't have more than 30% of the lot.
Okay.
That caps it.
Okay. So we're okay. You're the planning board and you guys are okay with putting it to five?
Yes, planning board's good with it.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Matt.
Okay. So that was that one. Let's see here. The next would be section 610 on page 21. So page 21, section 610, and we changed that a little bit. Instead of requiring the written acknowledgement of the parish fire department, we were saying access to the structure must meet international fire code standards. And that was John Dunham's suggestion.
Okay. Any problem with that? Versus what you had on there?
No, because we always, as a planning board, we guide people with anything like that. We guide them to the fire department. So we don't have a problem with it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, the next thing was page 24. Page 24, section 620, where we're talking about tractor trailers on being stored on residential lots. We added the sentence that says that the tractor trailer is considered the power unit and the trailer. So not just a trailer, but the whole thing, all of the cab and the trailer.
So it's not just the tractor or just the trailer, it's the whole thing.
Right.
Okay. You guys are okay with that?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. Richard? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty.
Okay, and the next thing is the right at the bottom of that page 24, section 22 section 622, and that we had allowing the number of hunting and fishing cabins per lot. And we're saying a maximum of one per one for the first 3 acres, and then two if you've got 3 acres or more. So if you have 3 acres or less, you can have one of those. If you've got more than 3 acres, you can have two.
Is that okay? Are you guys okay with that?
I'm
okay.
Yeah.
Maximum one hunting and fishing cabin should be found on a lot less than 3 acres. Maximum 2 hunting acres on lots 3 acres or greater. Are you guys okay with that? Planning board, Matt? You see any problem with that?
Yeah, like I say, that was Mr. Wood's desire, so nobody said anything in the planning board, so I guess there's not an issue with it.
Okay.
Okay, and the last thing is right under that on page 25, where we wanted to clarify the language there, where you're saying that no overnight accommodation is permitted in the town for less than 30 days, except in a hotel or a bed and breakfast. And the group in July wanted to add that second sentence that says hotels and bed and breakfasts as defined in section 220 may offer accommodations for any duration. They just wanted to sort of add that sentence saying that you can, if it's a hotel or a bed and breakfast.
And that's okay? Everybody okay with that?
I'm fine.
Yes, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was everything from the discussion the last in July. One thing I just noticed today when I was looking at this that I would bring to your attention. If you look on page 14, page 14, that table that shows the different uses and the different zoning districts and what's allowed where.
Hold on. Okay, got it.
Okay, you there?
Yep.
If you look on that table under manufactured home park.
Yep.
And to the right, it says spec, which means it requires a special use permit in the R zone.
Yes.
And then next to that, it's a Z saying it just needs a zoning permit in the RMU.
Okay.
That I would change that Z to a SPEC and require that should require a special use permit in the RMU zone as well. And that might have been an oversight. I'm not sure. But I would definitely change that to be to say spec in that box.
The planning board agrees.
Okay. Got it. You see it, Richard?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
That's everything that I have from my notes that we talked about in July. I don't know if anybody else has anything different, extra.
Hold on, let me look. We had a few typos here and there, but I'm sure you caught them all, so I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah, there was a section that was numbered wrong, the crematory section, and I think I fixed that.
Okay, we did that. We did that. There was a question on page 6 under kennels. Any lot, building, structure, enclosure, or premises whereupon or wherein are kept 8 or more dogs? There was a question on that, but I don't know what the question was. I got a question mark for that. 8.
Page 6 in the definition of kennel.
Kennel.
Okay, yeah, I didn't have that in my notes, but that I may have missed that.
Well, that's fine. Is 8 okay? Should it be less? I'm not sure what the question was. Wherein are
kept. That has to do with ag and markets law and how they define kennels.
Might have. I don't, all I got is got a question mark there.
Yeah, that would be my guess, would be somebody who wanted it to be less than 8.
Honest, I don't have any notes. I'm lucky I found this one. I did. My note sheet that I had with it, I don't have. Might be in my other book. Hold on. But is that in compliance with whatever Paul's referring to, the ag market thing? Is 8 okay? Or should it be lower?
Jim Burns, would that be something that falls under ag and markets? We discussed that recently because of the new kennel going in.
Yeah, and I honestly don't know the ag and markets law. I'd have to look it up.
Yeah, I would as well.
No, I don't have the note here. I must have wrote it on just a piece of paper and I don't have it. Okay, I apologize. There was just a question on it. If you think it's okay, bless you. If you think it's okay, no problem. But there, I had it marked when the 8 was underlined and a question mark. If not, no problem. bless you. Boy. What are you, allergic to me or what?
I think so.
Jeez. We did the definition of the tractor trailer. You did that. There was something on page 21, maybe we already did it, 610. It says the structure is located greater than 500 feet. Was there, I've got it crossed out where we put 400 feet, or did we completely change this paragraph with what John Dunham put in?
The feet stayed the same as far as I'm aware. We just changed the part about the mentioning the International Fire Code standards.
Okay, so 500 is fine.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Is that one?
Yep.
Must come from codes officer to fire department. Parish, stating the adequate access can be provided. Maybe that's part of that paragraph. Okay, never mind. Bear with me, I talk to myself a lot.
Matt?
Yep.
That might not be the New York state law. because that's what New York State follows now, is the New York State law once again, not the international fire code. It's New York State code.
Okay. We can change that. That's no biggie.
There was a time that New York did their own, then they went to the international code, and now they're back with their own code. That just happened in this year, back to New York State code.
Are we...
Okay.
Are you referring to the 500 feet, Jim, or not?
I'm referring to where it's written, or instead of asking the volunteer fire company, it's actually a state fire code in the fire code of New York State.
It's got to meet New York State fire codes. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Page 24. Did we do page 24? Yeah, 620. I'm looking at my other book now, so I don't have the changes that you just read to me. Hold on. Maybe you already did it.
That was the power unit. Tractor trailer.
Yeah, hold on a minute. 23, 24. Hello, I went over it. Yeah, we did it. Okay, sorry. All right. The next one. Deformation of signs. Oh, that didn't matter. No, I guess that was okay on page 27. I'm just looking at the page I had earmarked to see if we covered. On page 29, under number 12, the signs with lighting. I don't even know that we have them, but it says signs must be dimmed between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. Do we have any LED signs? We don't have any, do we?
Yes, we do. The gas stations. That would be, that's usually controlled by the state, but that's it. Yeah, that would be the ones we have at the gas stations up at Morabito and
Dollar General.
Okay, any of the stores might have a sign. Gristmill might have one. Easy might have one. And they're supposed to be, I didn't know that they were supposed to be dimmed between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., but okay.
Those are the LED, yeah. The LED signs only.
Only. Yeah. I don't know the difference. Thanks, Matt.
Now, correct? All new signs will have to follow these rules, but the old signs don't. So maybe that's what they were attempting to do. Maybe Paul can answer that.
Yes, we were. That's actually the, like I said, and it come out in the meeting that a lot of that now is controlled by the New York State DOT. In other words, they have to get. I think we just found that out when we worked on Mr. Patel's station that the DOT now the sign companies have to go with their regulations.
Okay, and that's what it says under number 10. So, Jim, do we have any signs right now that are LED? Do you know?
Possible, but they weren't regulated because there's no zoning laws to regulate them.
So are they grandfathered in? What does that mean?
Yes.
Oh,
grandfathered in, correct.
Okay.
In the town, I can't think of any that would be in the town. In the village, maybe, but I don't think in the town.
Well, in town, it might be like Easy's up at the
Easy gas would be.
Mapleview Family Restaurant, that's in the town.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Sites meet these requirements. I guess I don't have anything on that one. And on the last one, it's 39. No, I guess these were just questions that I wrote for myself. Possible to place them after they. No, I think that's it for me. Did anybody else have anything else to bring up or a question? You? No. Paul Gage or Jim or Robin or anybody? Mr. Prokop? Yeah, see the rest of your name. It's not there.
Robin's good.
Well, my take, we've got a pretty good planning board, so.
And that's why I'm asking the questions.
If something crops up, bring it to the planning board.
Well, that's why I'm asking if the changes that we decided on, Paul Gage wasn't there to say, well, this is why we did X.
No,
is there a reason why we should reconsider going back? Because they had done it differently than what we came up with.
Yep.
That's what I was waiting for, so. Robin, go ahead.
You have to remember, we work very closely with Matt Johnson at Tug Hill Commission, and we go strictly by their guidelines, and they've always did a great job of guiding us. And if something should come up, it's just all it has to do is either Matt has to, if Matt's notified or we find it out, it's a simple process. We get a hold of Matt and we'll change the situation.
No, and I'm not trying to say that we don't. I just meant with us considering these changes, we didn't really discuss why you had it the way you had it. Is it more advantageous to the town to leave it the way it was versus making the changes that some of the councilors suggested? We didn't have any of that background. I know you guys work long and hard. That's why I don't want to change on something that you've been working long and hard on with no input as to why we want to consider changing it, increasing it or whatever, without you guys explaining to us. That's what I was looking for tonight.
Thank you very much. And as always, we thank Tug Hill immensely because we work hand in hand. So we appreciate it. And you're there again. Once in a while, we miss stuff. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate all that you guys do. We probably don't say it enough, but you work long and hard, all of you, including Matt and everybody. We do appreciate it, Paul. Okay, so where do we go from here? I know there's a process we have to follow. So we have to have a public hearing, but can somebody walk me through what we do next or have to do next?
Yep, I can do that. Yeah, so we've got a couple of small changes here to make, very easy. And the next thing you really need to do is you've got to have agreement among the town board members that this is what you want to adopt.
Okay.
And I don't know if this ever got before Bob Ganant. Did Bob Ganant sign off on this?
I don't know, because that one meeting that you guys were supposed to have when I wasn't here, I don't know what happened after that. That's why we're where we are right now. So does the board have to have him review it? And then if we agree to it, we sign it at a board meeting? Or do we have to have a public hearing first or what?
Typically it's a good idea for him to sort of sign off on this. You don't have to do that, but it's highly recommended.
Okay, so we'd send it to the lawyer first. Okay.
Yep. And then the formal process begins at a town board meeting. One of the town board members has to introduce the law to the full town board. And that sort of starts the process. And also that night you would do the seeker review.
What is that?
That's the state environmental quality review assessment.
Right. Who does that?
The town board does that, but we can help you with that. That's a relatively simple thing. That's just kind of filling out some paperwork.
Sounds complicated, but okay.
It's not as complicated as it sounds. Kind of a formality, and we can help you with that.
Okay, so we introduce it, the law. Somebody introduces it to the board. Do they have to vote on it at that point or not yet?
Nope, not yet.
Okay. Just introduce it to the board. Give them the copy once Bob reviews it. Okay.
Yep. So after you do that and you do your seeker paperwork, then you send it to Oswego County Planning Department. And they do a review of it.
Okay.
So they'll look at it. They might make some recommendations for changes. I'm guessing that they're gonna be fine with it.
Okay.
And then after that's over, you hold your public hearing. And if nobody, you know, if the you hold a public hearing and there are no overwhelmingly comments saying you need to change this, change something, you know, if the public's in agreement, then you can adopt it right after the public hearing. But if a lot of people come to the public hearing and object, then you may want to make some changes. You don't have to, but you may want to, depending on what the comments are.
Okay. All right.
And that's the process.
Then once we adopt it, it becomes law.
Yep. Once you adopt it, then you have to send it to Albany. There's some paperwork. There's a local law adoption form that's got to be filled out. You fill that out, you send it to Albany, and they accept it and they stamp it, and then it becomes effective.
Okay.
When they stamp it in Albany.
So this isn't going to happen quick.
No, there's a process. The process is there to get the public, you know, they want to get the public's input and the county's input.
Nothing is quick. Nothing at all.
No.
Matt, did you hear me?
I can.
Okay. I'm on the other side of the microphone, so I'll speak loud. I just wanted to ask, the town does currently have a moratorium having to do with a solar, as I recall, mm-hmm. large scale solar. When did they adopt that, and when does that run out in terms of the context of this whole project, the revision project?
Moratorium,
but I'm thinking that's like a 6-month moratorium, and I'm not sure how close they are to the end of that.
Yeah, wasn't there a 6-month, and then it was extended another 6 months?
Then there was a lapse, and they passed a new one. And I'm not sure when they passed the most recent one. Do you remember that, Marianne?
I'm going to say either September or October.
You got to keep track of that.
And then, yeah, I know, because I was just going to say that we don't have 6 months to play with here. Even though we did the moratorium for 6 months, it's probably 4 months to go. If that, are we going to be able to get through this in 4 months?
You should be able to get through it in 4 months. Yeah. I mean, if you can get agreement from the town board and the attorney, then you can start this process in January and maybe have it wrapped up by March.
Which would be outside if it was passed in September. September, October, November, December, January, February. That's 6.
Yeah. Well, if we catch it early enough this time, COVID threw us a huge curve. That's why we didn't catch it. If we catch it early enough this time, we can just do an extension of it. Where the last time we had to do two separate adoptions because we didn't catch it early enough.
Yeah.
I'll keep an eye on it, but if somebody else would as well, that'd be great. What?
The extension is the same as the adoption. It's another local law, so it takes the same time, same effort. But you want to make sure you do it before the existing one runs out, which is why it's important to know when the existing one runs out.
Yeah, that's a good point. And you know, you can have special meetings. You can speed up the process. You don't have to do it just one thing a month. You know, obviously you could have a special town board meeting. You know, that's got to.
It'd have to be.
It has to be what?
It'd be better attended than this one was tonight.
Yes, no, I don't disagree. I'll look it up to see when it was, but are you saying that if we catch it early enough, we can't get an extension on it? We still have to do another whole law?
As I understand it, the extension is by another local law. What the point is making sure you have the new one in place before the old one runs out, or you've got a window where something now before the new extension.
Okay.
It's perfectly legitimate to extend the moratorium because you have something definitely in progress, which what all this is about.
Okay.
So it's perfectly legitimate to do. You can't just do an extension to have an extension. You got to have a reason.
Okay.
But you do have something in progress. But the point is, you don't want a lapse in there. When the current moratorium runs out and the extension kicks in, or else there's that window where somebody could jump in with a permit to do exactly the same, this thing that you're trying to protect against.
Okay. So Matt, can I give you the direction to put together a whole Town of Paris zoning law packet and forward it to Bob Gannat first?
Yes.
And then I'll wait and see what he says. And then when he gives it back to us, I can make copies and bring it to the board.
Yep, I can do that.
Okay, if you would do it. Thank you.
I think I have his email, but maybe somebody could send it to me just to make sure.
I got it right here. No, I don't have it. It's just, I've just got his name on it. I don't have his thing. Oh, it is. It's capital letter B, capital letter G, E-N-A-N-T, Gannat, Bob Gannat, at, and this is all small letters, GannatLaw.com.
Okay, got it.
I don't know how long it would take him to review it, but if he could do it fast enough, we might be able to put it on the December agenda for the board to review with him, as long as he's okay with it. And then we could have somebody introduce it to the board and move from there. Mm-hmm. I just don't know how long it'll take Bob to review it. Anything else? I got to go back. Who is the secret paperwork going to fall under?
That is technically the town board has to do that, but I can do that. I can fill all that out for you. You just have to sign off on it.
Okay. Because I don't want to have to even attempt it. I'm not sure what it will say or how to do it. So if somebody with experience could do it, that'd be great.
Yep. It's a lot of pages with questions. It's basically paperwork that is asking all of these questions, whether or not what you're doing with this adoption of these amendments is going to harm the environment, which is the whole purpose of doing this is to protect the environment. So
right.
We're going to say no. And then you have to describe what you're doing a little bit. And then somebody's got to sign the form, which would be you, Marianne, as a supervisor.
Okay.
And the board members have to agree that what you're doing is not going to have a negative impact on the environment. So it's pretty straightforward.
Okay, but I appreciate the fact that you're going to do it so it's done right. I'm not going to screw it up.
Yep,
okay.
I can fill it out for you.
Thank you.
Matt has done it before.
What?
Matt has done it before.
Yes, not many times.
Thank you. I haven't, so now you know my hesitation. Okay, anything else from anybody? No suggestions or anything. Thank you all for coming. I do appreciate it. We'll try to get this thing moving forward, but I'll check. I'll find that when we did that last one. I don't have the agendas here. I'd be able to find it when we pass that moratorium law. I'll find it and I'll get that back to you, that information.
Okay. And I'll get the new copy out to Bob ASAP.
Okay. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thanks to Jim and to Paul who actually showed up downtown. I think that's awesome. And I feel bad I wasn't there.
Okay, how bad do you feel, Robin? Does that mean you're going to buy us a coffee or something like that? Because you feel
well, not quite that bad. I mean, I stayed home because I had to work so late. But I think it's crazy that we're having a meeting, and the only person that shows up down there is Jim and Paul with the Zoom. I don't know. I feel like more of us need to be down there.
Well. I won't disagree with you, but I didn't get any response from two of the counselors. I had no idea if they were showing, much less if they were where they were going to show.
I know.
But we at least got on at my house. So besides, we're enjoying coffee and the heat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially the heat.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it. If I don't talk to you before, we'll be talking to you on the 17th.
You'll notice that we're in this meeting room, not out in the gym.
Yes. And yeah. Is it warm in there, guys?
Yes.
Yeah. Good. Very nice. I'm glad you're comfortable.
The next time you come, James, I'll bring you my heavy Mackinac.
Okay.
When we go into the town gym.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple sips or something, too.
There you go.
Yeah. I can do that.
Coffee. I'm sure you're referring to coffee. I'm sure.
Something, yes. Hot coffee is what I was thinking.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Paul and Matt.
Yep, no problem.
Good night.